and modern Ukraine. Despite the claims, there is no evidence that convincingly shows that the Cossacks were any more the inheritors of the tradition of Kievan Rus than any of their neighboring peoples, including the Muscovite Kingdom, Proto-Russia, and the Ukrainian nationalists so despised. Certainly the Cossacks were Orthodox, but so were most of their neighbors. Likewise, the Cossack communities absorbed many refugees from the region around Kiev, but they also included migrants from all of the surrounding communities. Therefore, there is no pure Kievan Rus origin to the Cossacks. Other, even more fanciful origins have also been proposed. One is that they were tribes of Circassians, a people from the south and east, who migrated into the Eurasian steppes and were Slavicized and converted to Orthodoxy. Another theory is that the nomadic Mongol and Turkic tribes mixed with Slavic slaves, producing a new semi-savage class of people. The truth is that there is no single mythic origin, or at least no pure kernel at the start of the Cossackdom, that can be definitively established. Instead, the Cossacks are people of mixed origin emerging at the war-torn, poorly controlled fringes of three empires. On the steppes, people from Poland, Russia, and the Ottoman territories all found freedom from their social betters. It was a haven for escaping slaves and serfs from these other lands, people seeking to govern themselves and willing to defend their right to freedom by force of arms. Early Cossack communities were heteroglot and passionately independent. In fact, the most likely origins of the term Cossack is from the old Slavic word Kozak, freeman, or the Turkic word Kazak, which means an adventurer, guerrilla, or nomad. James C. Scott, in his book The Art of Not Being Governed, argues that similar territories of escaped slaves and serfs have existed wherever geography and geopolitical realities made it possible. A certain percentage of these populations would flee their slave masters and establish free settlements that took on distinctive cultural, political, and military characteristics, often adopting radically anti-authoritarian and militant social systems in contrast to hierarchical empires that surrounded them. While Scott's work focuses on the highland peoples around the Southeast Asian kingdoms of Burma and Siam, it also applies to groups around the world, including escaped African slaves and indigenous refugees in the Florida swamps and former serfs on the Eurasian steppes. Given this likely background, the earliest definition of Cossackness would therefore be a form of political allegiance. Proto-Cossack communities were undoubtedly rambunctious, polyglot places held together not by shared customs or ethnic identity, but by the political and economic exigencies of maintaining their independence from tyrants. As the independence of the Cossack communities faded and they became both more culturally homogeneous and more absorbed into the norms of the Russian people, this political identity faded from the foreground, though it has never completely disappeared. Instead of being a political allegiance, modern Cossackness can be understood as a form of caste identity, not as an ethnic group, nationality, or social class. The concept of caste is fundamentally connected to images of India in the imaginations of Western readers, and it is widely known that traditional India had the most elaborate caste system known. However, castes were widespread outside of India, and there is a universal definition of the phenomenon that can be useful. A caste is a permanent hereditary occupational group, and oftentimes specialized castes exist in a system where the majority of society did not have castes. That said, in medieval Europe, both serfs and the nobility could be seen as castes, whose permanent hereditary occupations were laboring on estates and governing estates and society at large, respectively. Within this system, the Cossacks emerged as a caste specialized in making war, patrolling borders, and maintaining order. Cossack boys were trained from birth in these arts. Though Cossack women learned less specialized tasks involved in maintaining their households, with often absent men. Beyond the Russian Cossacks, there were a number of other similar castes in the early modern empires. Their longtime Ottoman foes, in fact, had two such castes, each emerging from a population of former slave soldiers, the Janissaries and the Mamluks. The Janissaries, in particular, fought directly with the Cossacks in the Russo-Ottoman Wars of the 1700s and were recruited from nearby Orthodox populations of the Ottoman-controlled Balkans. This position as a caste means that the Cossacks should not be considered a distinct ethnicity. To this day, most Cossacks consider themselves ethnic Russians, with a minority viewing themselves as Ukrainian. They do not have a distinct language, nor do they have a unique religious practice, though the ferocity of their loyalty to Orthodoxy is remarkable, or cultural practices.